Grace and the Mike. It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's time for the What the Hell Show with Private Drex on Sumerian. Join in on the conversation on the IRC on the Ranch Radio Channel and the Dell Net servers. And now here's Private Drex.
What the Hell Show is not supported by Money Back Guarantee, since you didn't pay anything
for it.
Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes purely because we ripped them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell Show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up off the street. Music played on the show may be not of prurient interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
Really desperate, as you can see.
You're listening to the What the Hell Show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Ranch Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the What the Hell Show.
Hello!
Once again.
Yay!
And there was much rejoicing.
Yay!
So here we are.
Yep.
This is show
53.
It's
not.
No, it's like 54.
Week 53, week 54.
We're highly, highly fucking organized. We got this whole thing just organized right up.
Oh, yeah. And we're all sick, so.
We haven't seen somebody. We have somebody we haven't seen in a long while.
Kurt? Bert?
Yeah, Kurt Bert.
Kurt Bert's very cool.
Welcome back.
Better known as guest number 10,223 or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, but you matter to us.
You matter.
We care
all of our
about
guests
you.
Matter to us.
All numbers are important.
Let's see the IRC.
IRC, there's like nobody listening. I don't understand what's going on this week.
There's InfoLoop, InfoBot, and Captain Pike.
I can pretty much guess that InfoBot and InfoLoop are the same.
You think
in
so?
In fact.
You think
yes.
so? Well, it's kind of maybe everybody's sick. Maybe we got like that Stan sickness going on.
Could be, and we're like the last vestige in British Columbia or
Langley
here.
Imagine if we're like the last source of media alive. Like, we're it. We have
no, because there's nobody listening.
Oh, there's nobody listening?
We'll have to do that Sam Raimi thing and recommend eating the dead. We must remain rational. We must remain rational.
Actually, that wasn't Raimi. That was Romero.
Oh.
But the show doesn't normally start for another 7 minutes.
Let's call the whole thing.
Still. I'm going to switch you guys around your mics because you're backwards. There we go. That makes sense.
Tomato.
Projectile
Vomit Man.
So somebody else is listening.
Yeah, he's sick.
How do you know that nobody's listening?
Of course he's sick.
Because I looked on the Shoutcast listings.
And it said,
nobody's listening. It said nobody out of 460.
That's
It's at a low number. How'd you get to say that?
That sucks pretty bad.
Doesn't matter.
Where's all our people? Yeah, that's true. Fuck them, because we're going to MP3 the show, and people will download it, and they'll be like, wow, I never heard
just
you.
Just everyone's sick. It's like, we had lots and lots and lots of people, then nobody showed up for one show. That doesn't make sense. Something is wrong.
Yes, right. Yes.
No big deal.
Are we hooked up? Like, is everything?
Yep.
Did you spam everyone?
Yep.
I did, too.
Did you ICQ everyone?
Yep. Everything like normal. I got
something
the spam right here.
InfoLoop is saying it's a net split. Like,
yeah, but that doesn't explain the people not listening to the show.
A net split?
Net split.
On the IRC, that mm-hmm. means because there's a bunch of different IRC servers, and everyone logs into a different IRC server depending on which is the closest, which is the fastest to them.
Right.
Under this stage.
All of a sudden, two sections of the IRC don't talk to each other, and they're like split. So only these people can talk to these people, and these people can talk to these people.
So you think we might actually have the listeners, but they just can't talk
to
us?
No, we don't have the listeners.
Damn.
The listeners are a separate thing than the IRC. These are just people talking to us.
Oh, well, who gives
but
a
it
shit?
Doesn't matter. Captain Pike's there, Infoloop's there, Project on Vomit Man's there. Even though we like doing the show,
and
it's
we
not
do.
Like we're getting paid to do the show.
That's true. There is no money here.
No.
Trust me. There is no money. Fucking money here.
Yeah, we're
not
we're
yet anywhere. Anyway, believe me, I am working on it.
Don't want money. Unless it's huge money all of a sudden.
Money, you know. Yeah.
Rent radio money. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes,
that's
I haven't actually been using my new high-resolution inkjet printer for printing up artificial cash, even though I discovered there's a specific brand of nail polish which now has the exact same refractive properties, as far as I can tell, as little reflective strips on the $20 bills.
Although it's probably a little thicker in application.
Yes, but you can probably... I'm sure there's some way you could work around it. Not that I would ever want to try it, mind you.
Use silk screen, that sucker.
Theoretically.
Nail polish.
That's right, Captain Pike, the cool people are here.
That's right.
Lieutenant Major Zombie is not here, so the people are here.
Which really means that there probably is something wrong, because sunrise is sunset, water is wet, the world's full of idiots.
I need a ride.
Projectile Zombie. Yeah, Desmond needs a ride.
Projectile Zombie, I mean.
Whatever, that guy we were talking about.
Guy, Lieutenant Major Zombie is always here.
I haven't done that. That's like really sad.
And Inky's back.
And we have Inky. Yeah, should we tell us who's here tonight?
Let's go around the room and do that. And, how about Kurt Burt gets on the camera, because he was pretty good at that when he was here before.
Camera.
Do you want to man the camera?
Camera.
Man, you don't have to. I can
the camera.
Have you updated the page anytime?
Yes, he has updated the page.
He's gotten about like 2 months worth of updates on
yep.
the page.
All at once. Isn't it amazing?
Wow. How'd you do that?
Lots of really nasty looking pictures of me.
I did it on Wednesday.
Yeah, like somebody like
the sickest day of the whole thing.
You couldn't work. You were sitting at home. Michelle wasn't here, so you actually decided to do some work.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Okay, I don't understand. See, when I called you, you sounded like death.
Wednesday was the worst
sounded
day.
Way worse than me.
He had a fever of 102.
And a half.
And a half.
That was
well,
yesterday.
How could you work on the computer that day?
There was a good point.
107.
There was no good point for
me. Men are telling you to write to
yours?
HTML.
You survived?
I was in the hospital in an ice bath.
I had 107.
I had 107.
Oh, that's pretty
holy
good.
Shit.
If I was 107 in an ice bath, I want to be knocked out.
I was passing.
Must have been painful.
Yes,
that
it
must
was.
Have been like, holy shit, this
well,
is cold.
Well, did I mention that I also had third-degree sunburn on my back and shoulders at the same time?
Oh.
No, you didn't.
No, you failed to mention.
You failed to mention.
The sun was never actually out. It was an overcast day, so I thought I was safe, and I was running around.
Oh, no, I learned that lesson this August.
I was running around all day at the beach down at Fire Island in Long Island in Manhattan, New York.
Yep.
And I got so sick, they took me to the hospital, and the doctor was asking my mom if she was Catholic and she wanted a priest.
Ooh, yeah, at 107, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that, you think that's bad. Well, I was out in the prairies, and my whole fucking head exploded. And I had to wander around and pick up my head and reassemble it from the heat. So you guys
That's amazing.
It is.
That was. Your story
go around the room, starting on the couch there.
It's Mr. Dak.
There we go. That's Mr. Dak.
And it's Fat Man.
Dun, dun.
Dun. It's Sean the fucking Fat Man.
In a bit more.
Fat Man.
There we go.
I'm the girl on the left. Hello.
Girl on the left, and she is on the left.
But there are people lefter than her.
Yes. Lefter.
And then there's the beautiful dark one.
Hello. Dark one.
Satos. Spiritus.
And we've got Raven Lunatic. Up in the corner, there.
She frightens me.
She does. She frightens me, too.
There we've got
Enki.
Mr. Enki.
Go away, please. And filling into the role of the seal is...
extra special guest star, Drexel.
Otherwise known as Lung Butterboy.
That was not needed. My ears feel
that was
nice
really loud.
Now.
That's okay.
Lung
Butter Boy.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Lung Butter Boy.
Now we've got Samarian. Hi, how you doing? I'm your host, Samarian.
He's so sick. He's a real sick monkey.
And,
we just lost him.
On the camera?
No, I'm back.
What?
No, it's all good.
Okay. And on the camera, we have
Kurt Burt.
What's with this flaky net congestion? I have no idea.
The internet has the flu.
Have you thought about...
congestion. Your rotors have the flu as well.
Could it be a virus?
Yeah, it's the virus.
It's one of those pesky Y2K
just,
viruses.
Did you just
the latent
a
Y2K virus.
Joke?
Yes, I did.
You're losing your Luddite status exceptionally fast.
Shut up, bro. Hit you with a hammer.
Danger of losing Luddite.
Hit you with a hammer.
We gained a listener.
We gained a listener?
Yeah.
Hi, new listener. What's her name?
A projectile vomit.
He was already here.
He was already here.
Yeah, but I checked it before.
So what? He left and came back? That's not gaining a new listener.
No. I know that. It's a listener that
That's
was already...
That's it. You're going in the ice bath.
Into the ice bath. See?
So ice bath
got,
for you.
Three people listening.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Three people listening.
Yay!
We're back.
Yay!
But that's okay.
That's okay. We don't care.
Yeah, it says five, but there's two mirrors.
All right, well, let's...
Which means that we, like, once again, outnumber our listeners.
We outnumber our listeners again. That's awesome. I love it when we do that.
Okay, well, let's go right to the news then. So
okay,
so
well, we'll say Captain Pike, Infobot, Infoloop, and Projectile Vaunt Man, but we've already said their names. So, okay, let's get right to the news then.
I like some of those people we had last week. They were stupid.
Stupid. Yeah, there's a lot of stupid people last
They're
week.
They're like, stupid.
Here's a message from Cool Chaos. Message of the day. Too often we lose sight of life's simple pleasures. Remember, when someone annoys you, it takes 42 muscles in your face to frown, but it only takes 4 muscles to extend your arm and bitch-slap the motherfucker upside the head.
Who said that?
Fool Chaos. It was ICQ.
I thought it was only took four muscles to fire around into his head.
It can be changed.
Put the Ronin pic of Adrian up from Sean's directory.
Little notes for the Rant Radio.
There's
thing.
An awesome pic of the Dark One.
Oh, yeah.
The Ronin pick?
Ronin pick, yeah.
What's the Ronin pick?
It's her wielding a katana combat sword, Ontario knife cut me with her hair all wet. And she looks like fucking sexy.
So we got to thank Isaac509 at sonic.net for providing bandwidth, and Head Peon for providing bandwidth for our
Where is Head Peon? I haven't heard of Head Peon in a while.
I don't know. He does listen in, obviously.
Well, where's the bitch now?
I don't know. I don't know where everyone is. Where's everyone?
Hey, he's Adamir, and he's not a bitch. He's one of our bitches.
That's right.
So he's a classic.
He
lady.
Kicks ass. So we got a lot of neat little stories tonight.
I heard a story that I have actually checked out. I don't have the webpage or anything.
Okay,
shut up.
Find
it's
out
no good.
It is true. Okay, apparently Y2K madness affected somebody. Now, this is in some prison down in Connecticut, I think it was.
Imagine that.
This individual was found the next morning in his room. He had sewn his lips and his eyes shut with dental floss, and he was holding a Bible covered in baby powder.
Oh, did they get pictures?
Wow.
Baby powder? What a freak.
What a freak. Baby powder.
I mean, what the hell?
I'd like to say I took credit for this joke, but I can't. I stole this one that's coming up from Dennis Miller. Think about it. The man's in prison. He sews his eyes and his lips.
He's in prison.
Oh. Yeah, he's in prison. Wouldn't you be the first thing you're sewing up be your asshole? I mean...
no, that would hurt.
Well, I mean, never mind. You know what?
Close to your eyelids.
Yes.
Police say Florida man swallowed 55
crack pipes.
Think about that.
In Brunswick, Georgia, a man who swallowed 55 small glass pipes to smoke cocaine was recovering after surgeons removed the paraphernalia from his stomach, police said. This must be one large motherfucker. At first, I saw the vials of powder cocaine, and then it was just crack pipes. And I saw how many there were. I really couldn't believe it, Brunswick police investigator Allison Drotty said on Friday. No charges were immediately filed against the 34 pitchers.
Because there's a 10 limit on the swelling crack pipes.
You have to read the next paragraph because the pitcher's annoying.
Okay.
No charges were
immediately filed against the 35-year-old Florida man who went to an emergency room Tuesday complaining of severe abdominal cramps, heartburn, and indigestion.
Not to mention body stone. He's apparently swallowed the pipes while high on crack and did not realize he was doing it. Now, wait now.
Did he apparently swallow
the pipes while high on crack and did not realize what he was doing?
No, read the next paragraph.
He said that
he
had ingested them over
a couple of months, and it's been 3 months since he ate the last one. You've been high on crack over a couple of months. Now, the problem here that I find
he knew 3 months ago that he swallowed crack pipes and he took so long to get
even, even if he didn't know that, it's like, shit, I had a crack pipe. I know it was here. I just smoked up with it. Where the fuck did it go? After 25 crack pipes, I'd be like, damn, I keep losing these fucking crack pipes.
55.
At 35 crack pipes, I'd be tying string to the crack pipe last time I like fucking smoke up to find out where it goes when I come down off my high.
Now, that is seriously deep inhaling. You know what I'm saying?
At 50, at 50 crack pipes, I'd have people watching me fucking smoke up so they could keep track.
My crack pipes.
At 53, yep. I'd be doing it for fucking money. And at 55, fuck, he's probably his friends in the bar were going, hey, Jay, go outside, do that shit with the crack pipe. It's fucking amazing. You want to watch this shit? Like, what the fuck?
The man's a freak.
I mean, wow, man, he just sucked his crack pipes out. I bet you can eat 20 crack pipes in 15 minutes. I'll take that bet, motherfucker. You know, what are you thinking? Hello? Next news story.
We didn't get the little news music. I didn't get to do my jams.
Okay. Here's the news music.
It's too late. It's too late.
It's never too late. That was our intro. It's like when you watch the A-Team and they always have the intro before the intro of the song. Yeah, that's it.
Are you trying to get like sounds of your crotch or something?
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Samarian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
That's his over.
God. At this point, I would like to say thank God Peanuts is gone.
Charles Schultz has retired.
Charles Schultz. Thank you, Charles. Thank you. You stopped being funny. As a matter of fact,
the heart attack, huh?
I don't think that you ever were funny. I just think you were the first guy to draw cartoons. So stick around on a grandfather clause.
Actually, the thing was is that Peanuts was like the first comic strip that was just like philosophical and not intentionally trying to be ha-ha funny.
Yeah.
And they basically let him stay on the comics pages from then on.
Philosophical?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like...
It's fucking Snoopy. He slapped on his doghouse and shot imaginary people. What's philosophical?
I don't
about
understand
that?
How it's been such an affront to you, though. I mean, it's in the paper. You don't have to read it.
Well, it's like Rex Morgan, M.D.
No, it's not like Eternal.
No,
when
I do.
When you
I
just skip right over.
Yeah, I skip right over Rex Morgan, M.D.
That's just it.
Like, haven't I read this 10 years ago?
Everybody had Snoopy madness, right? No, everybody's like Kathy, you can understand for, like, you know, PMSing fucking secretaries and shit, right? Like,
same one every time on Kathy. She freaks out. Something's wrong. Her dress is gone wrong.
She goes to the department store. It's always the same woman at the department store. She tries on an outfit, and the sales lady says, "Will look great on her." She looks in the mirror, and she says, "Wait for it."
And you have the cartoon drawn in ever so clever, droplets of sweat flying in 20 different directions. Like, and seriously, I want Calvin and Hobbes to, like, just, you know, do the Rodney King beating to Kathy.
They did a couple of things, a few... I guess it was April Fool's Day is when they started. It's a few years back where they had different artists draw different people's
faces. Bill Keane drawing Dilbert.
That was hysterical.
Who was?
Bill Keane, as in Family Circus, Bill Keane drawing. Like, Billy appearing in Dilbert. That was frightening.
Yeah, I was howling. It was a beautiful
thing. I wished I'd actually heard there was something brewing. I wish I had bought the newspapers that day because you basically can't find these strips anywhere. Not a lot of people put them in their collections.
Oh, well.
I know the guy behind Dilbert put it in one of his collections just to show it off, but I haven't seen the rest of them.
Because they probably wouldn't include them in
the greatest comic that ever was that I ever read. And mind you, I got to think that Sherman's Lagoon is actually pretty goddamn good. I read Sherman's Lagoon, and it's actually pretty funny. Dilbert is pretty good as well. But I really miss Bloom County. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And Calvin and Hobbes.
The old
Calvin and Hobbes. Are they gone?
Yes, Calvin
way
and Hobbes.
Way gone.
What happened to them? Five years now.
He went, well, I'm doing really good. It's over.
Really?
Thank you. I have enough money. I can retire and actually live comfortably.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a dink thing to do, but, I mean, you can't really...
He didn't want it to go bad. He didn't want it to stretch on and on like peanuts.
He also didn't want
to
turn into merchandising.
I think I'll stop. I'm going to die soon.
Like, Bill Watterson has this thing about merchandising. He loathes the
concept of merchandising. Have you ever seen a Calvin and Hobbes doll? Ever?
Mother made a...
Okay, she made one.
She made
that's the only way you're going to get one.
Well, we only made a few of them because we were afraid we were going to get sued. So. But we sold them for like $300 a piece. So they were really good. I'm totally lying. We never did that. You can't enforce it.
Remember, everything we say
I
here,
made it all up.
Everything we say here on Rant Radio is hypothetical.
That's right. There was a disclaimer. There was a disclaimer if you
okay,
missed it.
Okay, anyways.
But go on, what you were saying. You were saying about Calvin and Hobbes.
Was I?
Yes, you were talking about something, and then Sean stepped in.
No.
I think you were trying
Alzheimer's
to
strikes early.
No, probably not.
But like I said, getting back to one other thing, There was one bit of Peanuts philosophy by Lucy Van Patten that I always basically
agreed. Lucy Van Pelt.
Van Pelt, sorry. That I always agreed with. All you need in life is love, and a little chocolate doesn't hurt.
Wow, that's so clever. Charles Soaps, you're a fucking genius. What, did you read that in a Hallmark, Clark? Like, what is that guy, man? Like, bah! You know, like, nobody read it. It was just sort of accepted. You know, people would buy the shirt because it's funny. Yeah. Is
do you have
funny?
Any idea how wide the
I think
is?
You must
you,
be
you
wrong.
So
yeah.
Much
dude,
go
dude,
over to, like,
die.
If you look, it actually, if you go into the little sort of, like, Sanrio-type stores, like in Richmond and stuff,
yes.
There is an incredible volume of Snoopy merchandise. Like, Snoopy is worshipped like a Hello Kitty-type merchandising god in Japan. You can find, like, Snoopy anything.
Yeah, but these are
I'm going to make
like
a confession now to this entire room. I'm going to confess something. My first stuffed toy, the toy that I slept with from the time I was, like, till I can't remember.
Toy
till
whore.
Till I basically was about 5 years old, and I gave him up, and I still have him locked away in a trunk, was a Snoopy doll.
Actually, the real true horror of this whole thing is my first Christmas ornament was, in fact, a Snoopy.
And you loved him, didn't you? You loved him.
Not in the same way that Desmond loved him.
So no, what you had, dude.
Said I
really
gave
for
said I said I gave him up when I was five. Okay, it was like the relationship fell apart at that point.
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate.
He squeezed all the stuffing out of his neck.
it's kind of like...
You must have been really angry.
No, I used to sleep with him tucked under my arm.
I'd squeeze
all you had him in a headlock.
Yeah, all night long.
I'd squeeze all the stuffing out of my own neck if I had to fucking sleep under your arm. That's just me. It's a mercy killing. Fuck you. Don't pull my heart plug. Okay.
Oh, Barney, nude image. Nude image and sing-along book prompts publisher apology.
Fuck off.
New?
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Things go so awry.
Springfield, Massachusetts. A sing-along book about Barney, the purple dinosaur, caused some red faces after someone found an illustration of a bare-breasted woman inside.
Oh, my God.
What?
Because we all know young children do not see women's breasts at any point in their lives.
Never.
Michael Cato said a young son spotted the illustration of Barney sing-along distributed by Avon and based on the children's show, Barney and Friends, featuring singing dinosaur. A few hundred defective books. A few hundred defective books. There's some doublespeak, eh? Distributed to Avon, their sole sellers, and said Renee Haring Publications International Limited, the book publisher. Avon apologized to consumers on Wednesday, and the company also had agreed to give refunds on our replacement books, which don't have tits.
Give us back the collector's editions.
Said David Coffin of Avon. Debbie Coffin of Avon, whatever. The problem happened during the book's printing in China. Haring said the printer used a scrap of paper from a roll of leftover stock used to line an astrology romance guide. What?
The picture depicts a woman draped in a scarf with one breast exposed as she strokes the head of a man who appears to be lying down. Although the writing
horror.
Of the image is in Norwegian, the words aphrodisiac and exotic literature are recognizable. Cap DeVille said, "My boy came running into his room screaming, 'Oh, mommy, look at this. I'm upset that this is an itch
I've
house.'"
I've never seen this before.
Crying.
I've been sheltered all my life.
Mommy, what's this?
My mom doesn't teach me about sex.
I was bottle fed.
Can I just describe a story that my boyfriend was describing? He used to work at Toys R Us. And they got in a shipment of children's dictionaries. But shortly after they came in, they had an urgent recall order, like from the from the highest levels of the company. They said, "Do not put these books on the shelves. Bring them back, and we're going to have them all destroyed. There is something seriously wrong
with
them.
Burn them.
Now, and we're going to get replacements."
That's a good one.
Now, so of course, this raised everyone's curiosity. What the hell is wrong with these books? There was nothing physically defective about them.
Yep.
There must have been something objectionable in one of those little dictionary entries.
Looking through.
Well, so of course,
a
children's dictionary. So of course, you know, there are employees at every single Toys R Us suddenly perusing the dictionary across the country, perusing a dictionary with.
We're looking up every possible dirty word.
Actually, the word was auction. And of course, this is this is an illustrated dictionary.
Okay.
The illustration.
Show them selling slaves.
They show them selling the illustration accompanying the word auction featured what appeared to be a little black boy and a little black girl went on what appeared to be the auction block.
Whoa!
Whoa, indeed. That's why the books had to be destroyed.
Wow. That's great.
Somebody has a twisted little sense of humor at the publishing company.
Nope,
I'd like to say that.
Who made that decision?
Yeah, I like what Captain Pike said. If Charlie Brown had lived in the 90s, a little redheaded girl would have had a restraining order against him.
Yeah, no shit. I remember when being interested in a woman wasn't stalking her.
I was under the impression that the point was with the redheaded girl that he was terrified to actually be seen in the vicinity.
He was. He used to get butterflies in his stomach.
Yeah. Like he was.
It wasn't that bad. He didn't stalk her.
Of course, we probably shouldn't bitch because I'm sure that South Park will be the Peanuts of like 2040.
He'll just keep on going and going.
The problem is with Peanuts over the last few years. It's basically been
Trey and Matt are horse.
They have not acted like kids for centuries. I mean, you look at the strips they've had recently, and so somebody pointed out this outline. They act like 80-year-old people. They sit on benches. They stand on
true.
The wall. They talk to each other. They engage in absolutely no physical activities, except that Charlie Brown kicks a football once a year.
And slowly skating.
Yeah,
it's really...
Fails to kick a football.
Moving right along.
And he falls on his back and can't get up.
Justice finally happens.
Arizona sleepwalker sentenced to life in wife's murder. Phoenix, a man who claimed he was sleepwalking when he killed his wife by stabbing her 44 times.
I was sleepwalking.
And holding her hand underwater was sentenced to life.
Sleepwalking.
Without chance of parole. You know, normally I would object with this, but Adrian has woken me up many, many times.
With your head under the water.
Yeah, where I've been under the water. She's been loading a gun.
What are you doing?
Scott Falter, who denied he killed Yarmila Flalter was...
Based solely upon her name.
I would have killed her just because I couldn't pronounce her.
Was convinced...
Yarmy.
Convicted of first-degree murder on June 25th. Jurors said Fallatio's
claim of sleepwalking was hard to believe.
Falter.
No, it's F-A-L-A-T-E-R.
Falter.
Falter.
Phallic 43, showing court judge Ronald Reagan and could have been sentenced to death or life without the possibility of parole for 25 years. It was a terrible death. And we were satisfied that we were able to prove that the defendant committed premeditated murder. Prosecutor
Juan Martinez.
Prosecutor Juan Martinez. What the fuck?
Who's killing the story?
Defense attorney Mike Kramer said he was surprised by the sentence and he plans to appeal based on instructions given to the jury.
Okay, you lost your job. Whatever. You're fired.
Prosecution, who gives a fuck what their names are? Prosecution is pressing the issue of motive and getting it to the court record. Kramer said that he knew sleepwalking defense was going to sound far-fetched. You would love to have a much different
defense.
I didn't have anything else. Okay? It's not my fucking fault. The guy was an idiot. Phallic's actions on the nights of January 16, 1997 were never questioned during his trial. He admitted to stabbing his wife, stashing the knife in some buddy clothes in the back of his Volvo, and they're boxy, but they're good, and then dragging her
body to the pool
at their Phoenix home and holding her head under the water.
That's a mighty sleepwalking.
Now, you stab the bitch 44 times. One, two, like, take your arm, okay, and hit
that's
your
work.
Leg.
That's a lot of work.
Take your arm and hit your leg. Go one, two, three, four, five, and you got to keep going, okay. I'm not even at 12 yet, okay. It's like you'd have to change hands.
There's
at about 26,
resistance.
You know, and you got this knife going in, and not
the I found the knife in my sleep, walked back up to the bedroom.
Like, seriously, don't drop it.
No, wait, and then... realized in his sleep that she wasn't yet dead after 44 times being stabbed and held her head underwater to make sure she was dead.
Yeah, I don't imagine she'd be, say, screaming her fucking head off during any of this, so...
Honey, wake up. Honey, you're sleepwalking again. Honey.
Honey, you're sleep stabbing me again.
Honey, you're trying to eviscerate me. Honey, don't drown me. Honey, I'm bleeding really bad.
Even if he is sleepwalking, he's a complete danger to society.
Honey,
he will stab another person.
I feel really cold.
He should go to jail. He should go to a place where he cannot come back out.
No, they should just cut his head off.
He'll sleepwalk his way into robbing a bank and shooting six
killers. That's right.
Guillotine. Oh, I was asleep. I had no idea. I had this really bizarre dream.
You know what the funny thing is? I'm surprised he didn't get off. That's the really funny thing.
He did during the whole act, but let's not talk about that.
Two sleep experts cited Falter's family history of sleepwalking, job stress, and lack of sleep. Lack of sleep. And he sleepwalks. He should be getting lots of sleep.
Reason for a violent sleepwalking.
He's
episode.
A former Motorola engineer. Well, those guys make chips for landmines, so you really can't, you know.
Too many cell phones strapped to your head.
Or making landmines for kids.
His wife from 20 years as a happily married
religious
couple.
Because you know people that believe in God never do anything violent.
That's right.
No.
Centuries of wars have proven this.
20 years happily married.
Oh, wait, there's even more. A neighbor watched him put on his gloves, motioned his dog to lie down, and dragged his wife's body to the pool. If you're sleepwalking, how do you know your dog's there? I guess you can.
Sleepwalking people and dogs are...
This guy has no defense.
If you're sleepwalking, then you... No.
I don't know much about it. But what should happen?
Desperation. Sheer fucking desperation.
No. Basically, what you should do at this point is if you do not want to go to prison, and
you don't
want
to get life,
and you're basically, or you don't want to get killed because this is like Florida or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Hang on.
My mom's cousin sleptwalked. He got out of his bed, went outside to the orchard, went over to a tree, climbed up a tree.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to see.
So it's completely possible to do.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you interact with your dog.
Well, your brain is aware that there are objects there. They're aware of what it is.
So it is feasible that he could do this?
But you're not, I don't think you'd be able to do anything as complex as, you know, stabbing someone 44 times, dashing your body and talking to your
dog.
And grabbing your gloves before him.
Without waking up.
She would go into the kitchen and take things out of the kitchen drawer. No, she did find herself in front of the knife drawer one time. She woke up.
Damn straight.
Travis,
I'm going to hide everything.
Travis, no lie, basically.
Sleepwalk and do amazing things.
Yeah, Travis.
Yeah, but not quite that amazing.
Travis, no, well, Travis.
That's kind of pushing it.
Did you hear what the other person did? Another person who was able to sleepwalk, clean her house, and would go catch the bus to go to work on days off, and she would wake up in the bus completely freaked out.
Wow, would I like to clean my house while I am asleep?
Travis, basically.
Where can I learn that?
This is when we were both working at the both at 222 and the fire department at the same time, so we were getting maybe 4 hours of sleep a week. So we were both friggin' dead.
Zoned.
He basically came home, went to sleep, his watch went off, he got up, got dressed, got on his bike, and didn't really wake up until the bike went over the railroad tracks, and the thump kind of basically woke him up.
Okay. Personally, I mean, that's all well and good, but if I was the judge and he said, yeah, I was sleepwalking, I would instruct the bailiff to shoot him right there. Bailiff,
no,
Rusty, kill this motherfucker.
No.
Let that be the end of that.
Let me just explain something. I am not in any way, shape, or form supporting this moron's thing. Like I said, if I was in this situation and I was caught, I wouldn't even try the sleepwalking defense. I would have just gone with completely cuckoo. I would have thrown my own feces at the judge and tried to climb the walls. I would have just got myself locked up forever.
All right, what do we got as the next news story?
It's the same.
Yeah, actually, I got to say, if I woke up and I had killed my wife, I wouldn't be defending myself at all, regardless of why I did it.
Internet intoxication defense planned in Columbine...
Columbine threat case.
Somebody had a high concentration of internet in their blood?
Denver. A flamboyant Florida lawyer who offered a television intoxication defense in 1970s murder case plans to argue that a teenager accused of making an online threat against Columbine High School, I remember that kid, was suffering from internet intoxication.
I get that all the time.
Yeah, I get it constantly. I'm on it now, actually. Michael Ian Campbell, an 18-year-old aspiring actor from Cape Coral, Florida, was role-playing. Ah, there's that good old 80s defense, eh?
Yeah, bring it right back.
Role-player.
D&D.
When he sent a message...
The power of Satan convinced me to do it.
Threatening to finish what began the
and
master...
And Alice Cooper.
Last April, Miami lawyer Ellis Rubin said Wednesday... Columbine student Eric Harris and Dylan Keebolt shot and killed 12 students and a teacher April 20th before killing themselves in the nation's deadliest school shooting.
In case you forgot about it.
In case you didn't know about that one.
You might have been living under a rock at the time. So.
Perhaps, you know, and Celine Dion's last concert. Anyway, to intoxicate is to elevate yourself into a state of euphoria, even into madness. After, Ruben said, you've logged on and gone into this imaginary world, this playland, and this make-believe arena. He added, that's why I call it internet intoxication. The more they go on the internet, the more bizarre their role-playing becomes. That's not fucking true. I am Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. I had to shave down a 2x4 and rip your fucking face off.
Whatever, the rest is kind of...
Blah, blah, fucking blah.
Blah, 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 blah,
Campbell, 18, is charged with transmitting a threat against another person in interstate commerce published by up to 5 years. The fine is $250,000 U.S. Jesus Christ.
Transmitting a threat against another person in interstate commerce. So we do this all the time.
Wow. Am I going to jail
or what?
You're
going to jail. You're getting fined.
They're coming to take me away, huh?
That's right.
Without a doubt.
Who's that? Is that chicken?
All right, chicken's back. All right. So what's next?
Cool. Oh, here's a great one. This guy's an idiot. Hacker jailed over internet ransom scheme.
Okay. Hacker, 14, a 14-year-old in jail over ransom scam. Okay, the kid's getting some flack from me right now, because any 14-year-old who's got the balls to try to hold someone at ransom, I think is pretty cool. And he's 14. Give me a break. The kid's just barely a teenager.
Let's put 14-year-olds in jail. You know how that's good for them.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be good.
That rehabilitates them like crazy.
Absolutely. He won't even have to grunt when he takes a shit.
No, I know about this kid. This kid is basically...
What? No. Oh, the intercom is fucked up, eh? Yeah, it is fucked up. It'll, like, press and then it won't ring, and then it'll ring and it'll hang up. It's all fucked up.
And you'll
up.
Get other people and...
Chicken is here. Yay!
Tell us about it. Tell us about it on the microphone, Nathan.
Chicken's pissed off. What a surprise.
I was just downstairs in the wind and the rain.
Use a different microphone. That one's not for that use, actually.
And now...
Hang on. Now,
chicken.
A story from the chicken.
I was just coming back from a wonderful cleansing walk in the rain and the wind. And I get downstairs and I see that everybody's vehicle's down there. And I buzz, apartment number,
right.
The proper one. So it rings and it rings. Exactly. And it goes, hello? I'm like, hey, it's me. Who's me? It's Ryan. You going to let me in? Who? It's Ryan. I don't know any Ryan. Give it up, James. It's the chicken. Let me in. He's like, I don't know who you are. Hangs up. I'm like,
you're like, those fuckers.
Some of my friends must not know the stress that I've got on my shoulders right now. I buzz again. They're like, let me in. They're like, who is this? And I'm like, who is this? And then I'm like, it's Ryan. And I'm like, we don't know any Ryan. I'm like, quit playing your bullshit games and let me in, James. I'm like, I don't know who you are, Jesus Christ. Right? And I'm like, oh, God.
And the last sound that the chicken heard was...
So then the guy says, whoever this is, do I have to come down there?
You're like, yes!
Yeah! Come on down here and open up the door and I'll open up, like, a gaping wound in your chest!
Is that what you said?
Yeah!
You obviously are under a lot of stress.
Okay, I just picked up a book on Taoism, okay? Was that the magazine? I've got my Skin and Ink magazine in one hand, I've got my Combat and Survival in the other, and I've got my, like, book on Taoism.
And I'm jerking off in my own feces, reading Guns and Ammo, going, holy shit, am I fucked?
That's right. And I'm like, okay, the cleansing process has to begin. I put away the Combat and Survival magazine. And then I have to deal with this bullshit. And I'm like,
did you just press 53 again and then we picked up?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Anyway, moving right.
So,
whatever, fuck.
So then I go.
Yeah, true.
So I go tromping outside. I'm looking up like, okay, do I scale the stucco on the outside? Do I start throwing rocks? Or do I start screaming? So I take a couple deep breaths in the stinging wind and rain. I go walking back up front, and I press 54 again.
Yeah.
And then James answers it. And I'm like, oh? And I hear all the people in the background. I'm like, okay.
It was Darcy.
There must be somebody up there who's either playing a prank on me, in which case I'm going to go up there and bitch them out over the radio huge, or maybe there was a technical difficulty.
No, honest to God.
It's the same guy that gets it every time.
I swear to God, nobody was fucking with you.
It happened.
You just threatened to carve someone's chest open. Who doesn't know you? Who's probably upstairs getting a brick right now, or he's gathering a bat and going downstairs. Which is funnier than fuck.
How did you get in?
The third time I was lucky.
Yeah. It's really fucked, that intercom.
Yeah, so.
Enter phone or whatever.
And once again, the chicken reigns supreme. Okay. Hacker, 14 in jail over ransom scheme. Personally, balls deep. Here you go, hacker holding people at ransom. That's awesome.
Actually, it wasn't. He held a company by basically...
Oh, who gives a fuck? A 14-year-old hacker held a Toronto e-commerce company for ransom. Will spend Christmas in jail. He was held over in custody to January 4th. His bail hearing on yesterday request of his lawyer. Meanwhile, Toronto police are scanning his hard drive, see from his computer, to see just what else the juvenile hacker has been up to, just in case.
Doesn't that count as a phishing trip?
Yeah, that's a total phishing trip.
Oh,
that's
you gotta love
he
that.
He has MP3s. He's obviously personally responsible for the downfall of the recording industry.
Oh, fuck
it. Oh, yeah.
Drag him out in the street, shoot him. We have no idea how far this goes, or if this is the only company that has been victimized by the tyranny of this 14-year-old. What the fuck?
He was guarded about the use technique and background because of the offender. The accused is a young offender. However, Jim Carroll, co-author of the Canadian Internet Handbook, says the youth probably isn't a computer genius. Most of the time, hackers can do what they do because of negligence on the part of the network administrator.
In other words, he's probably just a script kiddie.
Yep.
Script kiddie?
Yeah, someone who just...
They just look for things on the internet and hack away at them, apply as much as they can, so they get in.
Young teenagers who don't necessarily have a lot of computer talent, but have learned a few nifty tricks here and there.
Yeah, more nifty tricks than what I got. But anyway, the York Region News was charged with hacking into the company site and changed passwords to prevent the owner from accessing his mail. Fucking kill him! He demanded $5,000. Wow, kid, that's your problem. You're thinking too small.
Yep.
From the owner to return control and was arrested when he came to collect his cash.
He came to collect it?
There you go.
He's 14, give me a break. The network hacker is one of three...
Cash.
The network hacker is one of three types, which also include the virus builder and the software cracker, someone who cracks the anti-piracy spectrum of the software to allow it to be copied and bootlegged. Those motherfuckers.
At least they somewhat used proper terminology.
While the youth certainly has some knowledge of the internet and computer language, he's probably not the stereotypical hacker, said McMaster University David Jones, of the Electronic Frontier Canada.
Blah, 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 blah.
For the kids who do it, it's like a game. The game... faced by getting into the system, Jones said. Now, the really sick part is they put this 14-year-old kid in jail.
He's a menace to society.
He's 14 years old.
Don't let him use a telephone because he can make touch tones with his voice.
Actually, if you read the thing, it said that his lawyer passed it over until January 4th. It's probably a stunt by the lawyer to get sympathy for the kid.
All right, you get to spend Christmas in jail, but don't worry, we're getting sympathy for you in the press.
Well, this is a lawyer.
This is a lawyer. It's like Sean said, it is a lawyer.
It's a lawyer. They're not even human beings. Like, they're the scum of the fucking earth.
Right, on a different level.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about today. We're talking about
what are we offering for lawyers?
We're talking about Star Wars and Dark Force points. And how Luke Skywalker would be, you know, the dark side from, like, the first 5 minutes of Return of the Jedi.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But anyways, and we were saying, well, you know, well, what happens to all these people? Like, because anyone can become part of the dark side, right? So what happens to all these lawyers? I mean, they must all be on the dark side, right?
Now you will call me your honor. Yeah.
I think this story is very ironic.
Pierce the ear, maybe cat's meow, but could land owners in jail. London, Reuters. A British couple...
Reuters.
Whatever.
Gotta love that graphic.
...was within a whiskers of jail time Thursday. Oh, that was clever. After a British court found them guilty of animal cruelty for giving their cat, Tigger, the ultimate pet accessory, a pierced ear. Fucking shoot him. Bradford Magistrates Court was told that the fake diamond stud had left the cat in a...
In a flap.
It was due to sentence Simon and Melanie Whittaker at later time.
In a flap?
The couple potentially faced a maximum 6 months jail term or $8,000 fine. Animal welfare groups at the Royal Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals embraced the ruling, saying the pair should never be allowed to have pets again.
We'll be looking for them to be banned from keeping animals ever again, said an RSPCA spokesman.
It was very cruel and unnecessary, and we're very happy to have found them.
Left the cat in the flap. They go no further to explain what happened to the cat than say it left it in a flap.
It was like, unhappy because of the earrings in its ear.
Like, it could mean, but the thing is, I know, but it's like, there's a lot of different things here. Like, did it get an infection in the ear, which is very common with ear piercings? Did it try and chew its ear off?
No, given the fact that you're dealing with the English, more than likely what happened was somebody saw it, the way they basically, their noses are stuck up in everybody else's shit the way they are all over the world, they obviously basically immediately called the RCMP, or I mean the
RSPCA.
RSPCPA, and basically they did a huge thing. I mean, I am an annual activist. I mean, I am also a tree hugger. And I have to say that the people over there in England are friggin' morons.
Not only that, but obviously the people put an earring in the cat, they probably did it because they wanted the cat to look cool, which means they probably have some kind of affection for the cat. Okay? Like, the cat's probably well-fed.
Yeah.
All right?
And they probably look after the cat after
like
its ears are pierced.
It's not like the guy who fucking beat a dog with a bat, wrapped it in a plastic bag, and buried it
alive.
And it amazingly survived.
And the dog named Rambo with a hammer, and the dog named Rambo survived. Disney, do a story about Rambo.
Yeah.
Because that is one hard dog. Like, there's no way I'd live through that. Like, yep. See, it's like the old lady who the doctor fucked up and pronounced her dead, and then they put her in a morgue for 3.5 hours in a body bag, yeah. And she managed to get out.
Split the dog's skull with the hammer.
It's like, I think, 14 blows to the dog's
head. The dog's head was caved in, was then buried alive.
Yep.
And is the dog recovering?
Yeah, the dog
did they put it down?
No, the dog is recovering. They also fixed its eyes, so it actually has regained sight. And basically, they're going to put it up for adoption in about another 3 weeks.
Fuck, man, I want that dog.
It will live through anything.
Rambo, you're not expendable. Like, holy shit. Like, that's just brutal. That's brutal. Let's hit
the ironic thing about this story is that people crop dogs and their ears. They crop them all the time.
Well, shit.
And is it cruelty to people to pierce their ears too?
The reason why they
eat them too. Why'd they freak out about this?
The reason why they dock the tails is because they've bred the dogs so that their tails are so fragile that the tails will break.
Yeah, what about the ears though?
So they
look better.
That's the way.
That's what it's done.
The style of the dog
so
is.
Some breed,
I mean,
that's
think
what
that
they do. It has nothing to do with the
breed. Apparently, there are. You're almost 100% correct. There are a couple of breeds that does have. But 99% of the time,
that's
you're absolutely
true.
Right.
I still think it's. I think
there
I
is a couple of breeds that have been so fucked
off.
Up by people breeding them all fucked up that's what has happened.
Like pugs have a lot of problems with their like hip joints.
Oh well, so
there's a lot of
breathing.
Yeah, there's a lot of
and those really cute wrinkled dogs that you don't clean them correctly, they'll like get infections in their folds of wrinkles because they're bred that way, and then they all fester and become a giant glob of disease and they fucking die. That's really nice.
You have to actually basically stroke out their skin.
Yeah, and it's just disgusting. What's the next story?
I'm looking through it. I don't know what's going on. What is going on?
They have video footage of four guys, you know, teenagers, in a car driving around in L.A. or somewhere, shooting paintball guns.
That was 2 years ago. That was two, three years ago.
This is the first time I saw it. I saw it the other day, and I immediately thought of you and me getting shot at with a paintball gun.
Yes, that's right. Yes. That was a long...
Long time ago.
That was like 15 years ago.
I saw
actually,
that footage.
Everyone laughs at that, but one time, this is back when I lived in Cloverdale. Me and Kathy are coming home from having gone to the movies, and that was when Kathy was my roommate, before you moved in. And that was Kurt Bird I was talking to. Anyhow, me and Kathy are coming home from the movies, and all of a sudden I hear, pop, something goes flying past me. So I kicked the door open and tossed Kathy in, because I thought somebody just fired a .22 at me.
Yep.
Turned out it was basically Eastman and his friend. Do you remember what was the name of that girl that from Bills? Huge, huge woman. I mean, no,
massive girth.
Bertha, Gertrude, Helga, Behemoth, Leviathan.
Leviathan. Okay, Leviathan and Eastman are basically firing a paintball gun at me, thinking that this is funny.
Yeah,
that's really funny. Same thing happened with me and Bert. We were walking along. I hear this crack. I go down, and we jump into the goddamn ditch and, like, you know, evade gunfire. But then we got their license plate and called the cops on, and they phoned us all apologizing. We're really sorry.
That's awesome.
We're really, really sorry. We shot at you. Don't be mad. And then I hung up, and then they phoned me back. We're really sorry. Because if that had happened now, I could have their asses in jail. Like,
yeah.
We'd go to fucking jail. Because Canada's crazy. We think you might have a gun, so we're going to kill you.
This is a course that Sean wants to sign up for.
Oh, this is brutal. I've heard about this. I never read it.
Matrix 101.
Keanu Reeves, spectacular boxer. Keanu Reeves, Kino's spectacular blockbuster is now being taught in as philosophy course, January 12, 2000. Watching Keanu Reeves back in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure days, did anyone think that there would someday be a college course based on one of his movies? Well, now there is. One word for that, and you all know what it is. Okay, okay.
Whoa.
Yes, The Matrix is now the focus of introductory philosophy class at the University of Washington State. According to Sci-Fi Wire, instructor David Nixon based the class on philosophical themes and religious archetypes from the film. Nixon got the idea after seeing the film 5 times in theaters. You're a pussy. I saw it 9 times in the theaters and realized that it served to illustrate such concept as perception of the mind and free will. Perception of mind and free will. The movie presents a lot of good concrete scenarios and serve as thought experiments for getting students thinking about what is traditional philosophical problems, he told Sci-Fi Wire. Nixon also notes there's some aspects of the film which are not as, shall we say, academic. I must admit, at least half the movie is not as philosophical, but is a lot more butt-kicking. At least he's honest. Fuck. We should make a joke.
That's hoping. Yep.
Oh. I mean it.
Okay. Read the rest of us. Not much more.
We should make a joke here equating kick-ass action to some kind of philosophical concept where we're too busy forming our lesson plans to slate. Last man for a slate of companion courses, Buffy as pop culture, turning point in the history of women's rights, and the semiotics of Xena, warrior princess, or Q or Spock, the eternal debate. Yeah, like, I mean, that's all well and good, and I can totally see how he did that, but it's kind of, I don't know, whatever.
All I have to say is this basically puts it to the point that I've thought for a long time. The Huns are at the gates.
Can I be perfectly honest? This is going to be is a special topics course. Special topics courses are a way for professors to basically create a fun course for themselves. Occasionally, if the thing turns out to have any merit, they can turn it into a permanent course at most universities. But most of the time, it's a great way to have a little bit of fun. I know there's a course at SFU, which is basically about Hockey Night in Canada. It's basically about, that's basically what it is. And it is a Canadian Studies history course of some kind. And it was a special topics course that did, in fact, eventually become integrated into the curriculum.
Holy shit.
But The Matrix, that's an excuse for the guy to, A, get more students in his courses and get all the, that's probably a great way to pump up your ratings as a teacher. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're a real shitty teacher, but it's like, hey, you put on a course about The Matrix. We were able to watch The Matrix. I got an A.
We didn't have to read a book. We could actually go watch the movie.
That was great.
It was one where the movie wasn't better than the book. Wait a second.
There was no book.
There was no book.
I'm sure there was a novelization out there.
There is no spoon. There's no spoon or book. Okay.
Yeah.
So, is that it for the news?
Yep.
Okay, why don't we do an intro, and I'll go right on with my next rant.
I do have a gross hospital story.
There is a rant intro.
Yeah, there is a rant intro.
Okay, gross hospital stories later.
What we do is we do the news, and we do my rant, then gross hospital, and then I can do my other stuff.
Because there's no movie man.
Because there's no movie man.
Tonight.
So tonight we're going to start with the tradition of brand new live rants.
Yep.
Because a lot of people said that they thought it was cool. So I'm going to start doing live fucking rants.
So, can't beat that.
So you can't really beat that. So I'm just going to keep talking here. Also later on tonight we're also going to be doing the AWOL bag because that was a big hit from my show. And so we're going to be doing AWOL bag sections. And we're going to be doing cyberpsychosis, which is going to be very, very handy altogether.
It's Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
Okay, well, let's understand a few things here. Isn't it funny that, you know, you haven't talked to one of your friends in a long time, you haven't talked to this guy, and you're thinking, shit, you know, you got all these friends you meet, and then they drift apart. You guys used to be tight, used to hang out. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, you get a phone call from the guy. He goes like, hey, how you doing? And you're like, oh, man, I haven't talked to you in forever. It's been forever since I talked to you. How are you doing? Great. I'd love to get together for coffee sometime. Yeah, me too. And you get together, and you go for coffee, and you know what? He's wearing a suit. And you walk in, you go, oh, are you on a coffee break? And he goes, no, I just thought I'd drop by and we should talk. Yeah, sure. So how you been? Good, good. And with usual chit-chat, says, you know, I'm in a new business, and I'm thinking that, you know, you'd be perfect for it because you're a sharp guy. And then you get that sinking feeling, and it begins to progress. And then he goes, you know, and I'm looking for people to expand in this area. And you're, you know, I saw this thing, and I think it's a real winner. And I just thought of you, and I thought you should probably get involved with this. And you're like, oh, my God, you're not in Amway, are you? You're not in fucking some kind of weird vitamin drink, are you? You're not in, oh, my God, you're in multi-level marketing. These fucking people, they use and lose their friends, and they're multi-level marketers. And it's so sad. You're so happy to hear from the guy, but then you find out that he's into multi-level marketing. And it's like finding out one of your best friends in the whole world has gotten involved with some bad cult, and they're, like, you know, all fucked up. And you're like, oh.
So what happened? Chris King call you this weekend?
No, it's true. I mean, you get these people, and they come up to you, and they're like, God, and they're all fucking going off about their multi-level marketing, and it's bullshit. It's all bullshit. They use and lose their friends, and it's a complete pain in the ass. I fucking hate these guys. I know. I was involved. I went to two FBD dates with Amway. What the hell? I was 18 years old. What the hell? You don't know what the fuck's going on, but I'm here to tell you it's a total cult, and cultists are for killing. That's what we do with cultists. We never deal with cultists. We just fucking kill them, because that's what multi-level marketing is. And fuck your books. Fuck your tapes. Fuck all that shit. It's good for nothing. You guys are user losers, and we want to fucking kill you. Just basically wipe them out. They're scum of the fucking earth. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
That's all right.
So that's
how many people here have had that experience?
Like I said, so King called you this weekend, right?
So somebody has approached you. You
oh,
too?
Yeah.
I know somebody who supposedly did go into multi-level marketing, but I haven't heard much from him over the last few years. So
that follows the pattern. Yeah.
Actually, this person did not contact me post-Amway, so I actually managed to escape. I think that's because I'm...
But they're fully instructed to phone all of their friends.
Oh, yes.
Even people in high school they didn't even talk
to.
Yeah,
wedding lists. Yeah.
Anything.
Anyone.
Yep.
My brother and sister for a while got into some sort of very much like Amway
It's all the same, yeah.
And
Amway's just the successful one.
And fortunately, the minute they basically walked in, Carlin had, I think, a good idea that if she tried to get me involved in the pyramid scheme, that I would be having to take care of her children.
Yeah.
So she just basically satisfied with basically giving me the products at, like, a cut-rate deal, which was fine. I mean, that was cool.
Oh, Amway has okay products. Nothing wrong. They're the same products in the stores.
They got... No, actually, I'll be totally fair. They got the best fucking toothpaste in the world. Glister toothpaste. Have you ever used it?
Yes.
Shit's amazing.
Yeah.
Because it's Amway Cosmetics, and their teeth have to be pearly fucking white. Right? And it's amazing toothpaste. The shit's awesome.
If you have the opportunity to go to an Amway meeting, go to one. It's funny.
Just make sure
they all sit there and nod at the nonsensical math that these people are writing on the board.
And
it all works out. Everyone makes money. No. No, just the top people.
The last time I saw a pyramid like this, it was Iohep and the Mummy. I swear to God.
No. Me and Sean Kennedy, the man, went down into the States to one
brutal.
Of these Amway meetings.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. We were 18.
Oh, yeah. We're dumb as fuck. Sure, sounds good to me.
Yeah. We were in a coliseum filled with people.
This is brutal.
Me and Sean are the only two guys in the whole place wearing black. Everybody else is wearing white shirt.
Oh, super Christian. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And these people are psycho about it.
And they have the Gohlers, which are like the singing rock group. And I managed to acquire some of their CDs. So one of our guys has some of their CDs, and I'm going to MP3 some of the Gohlers' music with such great songs as I heard it through my upline. And...
definite stuff to put in rotation on radio.
It's just like fucking cult music. It's so unbelievable. And I was like laughing my ass off. These people were singing I Love Free Enterprise. I mean, it was just, it was madness. It scared the shit out of me. I mean, I'd rather hang with Masons.
Well, look, anybody knocks Masons because they basically like, you know, anti-Semitic.
Later, Drexel.
See you, man.
Drexel's leaving, by the way.
See you, Drex.
Very sick.
Everyone knocks Masons because they're kind of anti-Semitic and kind of basically anti-Catholic. But, hey, let's just say that what's wrong with a good old-fashioned boys club that tries to make sure that you and all your buddies get the job?
I've got some problems with that.
What if basically I was a Mason?
I was a Mason. I got in. I was in Winnipeg, the Grand Tweed Lodge. Got in there.
How the hell did you get in the Masons?
They were looking for guys. It's the Prairies.
Yeah, okay, I'll buy that.
And I was in the Army, and I got the fuck in there, that whole deal. And when they start talking about cutting your head off and fucking burying your tongue at cable toes lengths from shore and shit like that, if you ever reveal the deep, dark secrets, sounds like bullshit to me.
That is bullshit. It's basically all this type of semi-mystical boys club bullshit.
Yeah, but they're serious.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They'd like to be, but they've never killed anyone in recent time. The last time JFK was not a Masonic murder.
Oh, no, not at all.
It was the CIA.
And every
danger,
major...
Danger. Talking about JFK. Danger.
What? Well, no, it's just like the Masons are like...
It's the Masons are nothing more than a boys' club.
Yeah, but the problem is if that's the kind of bullshit they're talking, all you have to worry about is the one guy who takes it a little too serious.
No, like, I'm sorry. Once you go, like, no, the Masons are not, like, these guys take that shit to heart. They're fucking crazy. Some of them, yeah, they're just a bunch of old janitors who all hang out and fucking put on their little aprons, okay? But when you get to, like, the 33rd degree and those guys take that shit very seriously. They got real power, and they can really alter your world. Like, if you're a Mason, it'll make the difference between you getting the job and not getting the job, you know?
And why didn't you stay in the Masons?
Because I'm not a white supremacist. There's not a whole lot of black 33rd degree Masons. You'll notice that. It's funny. They have titles like Knight of Templar and Grand Wizard. These are some of the titles.
I have only one thing to say, and this goes out to my parents who are both departed. Why the hell did you have to bring me up Catholic?
I mean, I'm sorry, but a racist organization is like, well, Sean, why don't you be a Nazi? You're white. You can do what you
want. You'll get right in.
And you'll get a whole bunch of, you know, free experimentation people. Who cares?
Hey, you like jams.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, man. Like, you got to draw the line somewhere. And, you know, the Masonic movement has been around for hundreds of years.
Thousands.
Thousands of years. Yeah, they've been around since Babylonian times. Those people scare the shit out of me, okay? It's like, oh, look, the Masons are coming for it. Gun. Because these people have some real power and they're scary fuckers. And anybody who says they're not, oh, they're just a men's club. Yeah, the greatest trick the devil ever did was convincing the world he did not exist. And that's how that shit works. What, are we going to a tune?
We're going to a break, and then we're going to go to a
Gross Hospital Stories, I guess?
Yeah, if you're ready, you want to do that. This is, it's called Porno Public Service Announcement by Chris Rock.
Sweet.
So, I thought it was funny when I listened to it, I think.
All right, put it on.
Here it is.
Do you ever walk in and find your husband quickly zipping up his pants? Does your husband suffer from chapped dick? Then he may be addicted to porno. Mine was, and he left me to go be number 73 in the world's biggest gangbang. Did you know that 1 out of 3 marriages are ruined by excessive porno? Mine was. I mean, I like sex, but I'm no match for Janet Jackson. If you think your husband has a porno habit, help that nasty bastard before it goes too far. The early warning signs are there. Ask him to do a self-exam.
If you watch porno before 10 a.m., if you know the name of any guy in porno besides Ron Jeremy, if you can't get aroused unless you hear this, you may be addicted to porno.
But there's more.
If you're willing to donate your spine to Larry Flint, if your woman has thrown away all of your porno tapes and you masturbate to The View, if you like your woman to shower in 5-inch pumps, if you think the only way to get your woman pregnant is by shooting sperm in her eye, you might be addicted to porno.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but double anal penetration is just not my cup of tea.
Party pooper.
So if you think your husband is addicted to porno, please call 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS today.
That's 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS. Call today.
Now that you've started listening to Rant Radio, what have you learned?
I've learned to tell my preacher no when he asks me to do things that I think are wrong.
I learned to say bitch repeatedly in reference to men.
I learned how to get out those pesky bloodstains.
I've learned how to teach my dog to say, I love you.
I've learned Jack and shit and Jack left town.
I've learned the more beer I drink, the worse my show gets.
I've learned that the more beer I drink, the better my show gets.
I've learned that the more beer he drinks, the better my show gets.
Okay, do that again because we may have laughed too soon.
It's true.
I've learned how to reboot my computer 5 times in a row. I've learned to type with one hand very efficiently.
I've learned how to type with one hand while my dog says I love you.
Way to go, James.
The laughs will be awesome.
I've learned that it's a great idea to keep a towel near the computer at all times.
I know why that roll of tissue paper behind my monitor keeps getting smaller while everything stays dusty.
That's just a masturbation focus.
I've learned surprisingly little.
Every night, every day, it's Rant Radio. They're unstoppable. They're out of control. They're smashing babies on the footsteps. They're the worst kind of degradation known to man. For every occasion, at bar mitzvahs, bring the children, bring the old folks, bring people you don't know, bring dead relatives, monster drugs, mecca, giant squid, things that go bump in the night, large smarties that fall from space. It's all in one place for one time only.
Everything must die.
No one leaves the stadium alive. Mass grave burial afterwards. Afterwards.
Hello?
Hey, baby, what you up to?
You know, I was thinking maybe we shouldn't see each other anymore.
But everything's going fine. What's wrong?
Well, it's just that I told you last week. Don't fucking call here on Sunday night.
Good job, Twinkle Toes.
Rant Radio. We're here for you.
Now back to the What the Hell Show with M&M's and Dr. Pepper 2. M&M's are good.
We don't actually have any M&M's.
No, we don't.
I do have some M&M's.
You have M&M's. You didn't bring them out.
I'm not sharing them.
Bert, shoot them,
I'll have to go get them.
Shoot them.
Can I get some suppressive fire?
Can I get some suppressive fire over here?
All right, over
fucker.
I'll go get the M&M's in a bit.
So, we want a Rant Radio story. We want a Gross Hospital story.
Well, we'll have to play the Gross Hospital intro then.
We need a Gross Hospital intro.
There, we do have some listeners now, so that's good. They're here for the Gross Hospital story.
That's good.
We appreciate your patronage.
You guys all missed my rant.
You should come to
it was a funny rant.
It was great. You should come to the IRC so we can talk to you and you can talk to us.
Yes.
So if you want to get there, if your IRC is savvy, it's the Dalnet servers and the Rant Radio channel. Or if you go to the webpage, www.rantradio.com, and click on chat. And you can chat with us and tell us what you think. And
if you go through the Rant Radio page, you can chat with us without actually having an IRC program on your computer.
That's right. It's that simple.
And not only that, we also will basically will insult you and make fun of your names. And
we'll say your name on the air. That's the
highest. We'll say the name on your
air. There's the honor in doing it.
Wow. And now
you can join Projectile Vomit Man in the IRC.
Projectile Vomit Man is one of our normal regulars, but this week he's a sick little bitch.
He's just here in digital form.
All righty, so let's get ready for Gross Hospital
Maybe
stories.
That's why there's nobody here this week, because everybody's so goddamn sick they can't figure out how to reboot their computer.
Could be.
Hey, the sand.
And on with the show.
And now,
once again,
it's time
for Gross Hospital Stories.
Or die.
Hello, Mom.
Why is there like 10 calls to the same place every night?
What's wrong with you, boy? Your father and me were so disappointed.
All right.
Okay, Gross Hospital Stories. For those of you who haven't really been paying a lot of attention, and hopefully that's most of our audience, I spent 5 years, that's right,
five
long years.
It's been five long years, and I love you just the same.
Working at a hospital. And in that time, I saw many gross and disgusting things. Well, tonight I'm going to tell you a story about the world's largest boil. Well, actually, the largest boil I ever saw. I basically, now I think I've mentioned the word fast track to you a couple of times. Fast track is like a little preoperative area where they can just do little tiny, minor surgeries, stitch people up, clean out wounds, that type of stuff. Now, I had no problems this evening with the individual I'm about to tell you the story about. Instead, I had a drunk idiot who was in the cast room, who was right
next to me. A drunk idiot.
Drunk
idiot. You don't get many of those in the hospital.
No, not at all. They were very rare, you know, only four or five a night. So we had a drunk idiot who had a broken wrist, and he's waiting to get his wrist cast. So I'm standing outside the cast room, which is right across the hall from the fast track. Now, this guy came in, and he was in a lot of pain. And, I mean, you can tell when a person's in a lot of pain because their face is, like, pale.
You have that, God, I'm in a shitload of pain look on your face.
This is what this guy had. So he kind of hobbled in. And now, unbeknownst to me at this time, and I'll explain why this becomes important, when they ask you a bunch of questions, are you allergic to anything? Unfortunately, this fellow said, yes, I'm allergic to local anesthetics.
Okay. That's possible.
That would include things like sodium pentothal, sodium zycate, xylene, all these little different family of drugs that help cause nerve blocks so you have, you know, not a lot of pain in a localized area.
Yeah.
This was
so
very
wow, sucks to be you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This was a bad thing for this boy.
Last time I remember, Bert actually shattered his fucking wrist hanging with me. As a matter of fact, I believe it was my fault. And that was a lot of pain. It was elementary school, but he did dislocate his wrist. And good old Eric Glidden came outside and said, okay, now get up. Chris fucking wrist was like 3 feet away from his arm. It was fucking rude. I'll never forget it till the day I die. He's like, oh, stop crying. And I'm like, wow, that's a severe injury. That probably sucks a lot more than having your fucking ball sack stapled to a pool table.
With that teacher.
I'm basically standing by the door, and the guy basically hobbles, and I mean hobbles, into Fast Track, and he puts on that wonderful, really exposing, little dress, the open back gown that they give us.
Yeah.
And he's laying on his back, and I kind of, like, on his stomach, and his back is open, and I look in, and this guy has a ping pong ball sized lump under red inflamed skin on the small of his back.
Oh, my God.
And I'm looking at him like, you know, that just can't be comfortable. So, anyhow, like I said, I'm standing there watching the idiot in the cast room. Doctor comes in and decides that she's going to Lancet.
Lancet in the U.S.?
Lancet, as in basically poke a hole in it so all the pus and fluids drain out.
Squirt.
So she pops it. Now, it wasn't just one thing. Apparently, it was a whole bunch of subcutaneous, deposits built up in one area. So she had a lancet three times to basically get this thing to, like,
expunge?
Expunge, yes. Now, that would have been bad in itself, but that wouldn't really be that worthy of a gross hospital story, except for the fact that, I guess, in the amount of time that thing has been under his back,
yeah,
a blood vessel had grown in there. And the blood vessel tore open due to the pressure and also when they lanced it, and now this thing is bleeding. Now, they would just basically pack it up and let it stop. But, however, this is like a major blood vessel that also runs the blood to your kidneys because it's right above the guy's kidney.
Okay.
So this thing doesn't stop bleeding. After half an hour, this guy's lost almost a pint of blood.
Ooh.
Just oozing.
How many pints
are
in the human body?
8 to 10 pints.
8 to 10 pints.
Okay.
So
fair amount.
He's lost a lot of blood. And
yeah, but losing a pint of blood's like, wow, I'm really cold. I'm really getting tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They basically kept changing the bandaging that they were just putting there to soak this up,
ugh,
and it was just soaked in blood. And so we're like starting to look, and so finally the doctor has to take. Now remember,
this pus bag was holding him together.
Yeah. Now literally, now at this point, what the doctor would have done is given him a local anesthetic, then taken a scalpel, incised the wound so she could take a good look inside there, and then, if possible, either stitch the blood vessel closed
or cauterize
it.
Yep.
Well, that's what she should have done if she could, but because of his allergy, she had to, like I said, take a scalpel, incise it open so she could take a look
with no
anesthetic into an area that's already inflamed and sore from
what
the back.
What was Buddy doing?
He was screaming like a little girl. I mean, this is a grown man, and he was screaming.
No fucking shit, he's screaming like a little girl. I'd be screaming like a little girl.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I'd be killing me some nurses at that stage.
And there was nothing they could do for him. There was nothing.
Get him on the head.
So they
knock me out.
They incise the wound open, take a look.
Wow.
She's like now rooting around in there until
it's called oxygen deprivation. I'll strangle this motherfucker into unconsciousness.
So finally, he basically loses enough. Basically, the doctor can see around in there, and she can actually see where the blood's coming from, and then she decides to cauterize it.
Oh, that's good.
Inside. Are you okay?
Oh, dear.
And
oh, my.
So when it was all over, he, like, walked out of there. He looked worse than when he came in.
They should have just, well, no shit. He was missing an extra pint of blood, and he'd just been put through hell. That's like at the base of your spine. That would be a nerve center, yeah. So it'd probably be like, whoa. I mean, this is the kind of guy that, like, they could do the marathon man kind of drilling shit on his teeth, and he'd be, like, giggling at the fucker. He's like, I feel that last cavity too, cock jaws, you know. It's like this little piggy goes to market kind of shit, you know.
I had a dentist. He was drilling out doing a root canal for me. And he was really good. The dentist was really, really good. But just the way, how deep he had to drill, because he had to scrape the bone in his root canal, there was no way he could not give me pain. So I did a mistake. As he's basically drilling in there, he says, I'm sorry I'm hurting you. I said, I think I got it over. And I went, yeah, the diamonds are safe. And I made my dentist laugh while he had a drill in my mouth. That was not a smart thing to do.
Way to go home. Yeah, the diamonds are safe.
That's a Marathon Man quote for those of you who don't get
it. That's a total gag.
The character that was doing that was Joseph Mengele, the doctor of, like, the butcher of Dachau.
Was that the guy who was allegedly doing it?
Yeah, supposedly the character was actually was actually Mengele, and he's torturing a man by doing a root canal without anesthesia in order to get information on whether or not the diamonds are safe.
The butcher of Dachau was a different guy. Mengele was the Blue Angel.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we have the trading cards. Yeah.
And he knew the reference, and he cracked up. I would see why he would crack up.
He cracked up, and I basically he's got a drill in my mouth. So he like missed with the drill and didn't actually like the drill wasn't running, but he did poke me in the cheek.
Oh, I'd be like, wow, you're fired.
Joseph Mengele, the angel of death.
Yeah, the angel of death.
And actually, that's really a bad thing that they used him because he wasn't really a torture guy. His big thing was twins. He used to spend around in the camps. He would be, he'd like go through the fucking incoming Jews looking for twins, and
so he could
like
torture.
Well, he tried it because he wanted to find a clone.
There was a link, or
he wanted to do cloning.
That's right. It was Laurence Olivier working on Dustin Hoffman in Marathon Man.
That's right, and it was
beautiful.
Like,
yep.
Nothing beats a good Mengele joke to lighten the mood.
Yeah, we shouldn't joke about that. My my grandfather actually died in one of the death camps.
Wow.
Which is true. Yeah, he fell out of the guard tower.
Thunder Mountain. That's a bad way to die, man.
He just didn't see that lift, and you know, down he goes.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's tough.
So we'll just keep it going. So what's next on the agenda here?
You.
Me.
And then we open the phone lines.
Okay.
And
okay,
all hell breaks loose.
Okay, let's do. The new sample, which we got the intro for.
The new. Oh, right. It's very short, so you better get your ass over here.
Oh, am I? Well, I figured you could just cut.
Oh, that's right. You don't even have to.
Yeah, it's all bookmarks,
right.
So you're all good.
That's right.
And that's right. It's time now for
the
once again amazing
AWOL bag. Yes. Yes, it's true. The AWOL bag is back in full effect.
Well, I've been kicking.
What the hell is the AWOL bag?
Yeah, we may have to explain this.
Mind if I share a testimonial? I can. Thanks. That's great. What it is the AWOL bag is the bag that you grab when the cops are kicking down your door and you have to run to the hills. It's a military term because being AWOL means absent
without
leave. So it means if you've got to basically grab a bag and boogie to the fucking hills, you have an AWOL bag. Now, what this section of the show is going to be is where I go and I give you suggestions of things to put inside your AWOL bag to make your run and fugitive life on the lam a lot more easier for you to access. So, to start with that, we're going to start with the website, which will provide, naturally, since it's going to be the first one since my show, the website that provides the first AWOL bag. And this is what actually provides the bag itself. Now, this website, now appearing on the IRC, is www.eagleindustries.com. I would personally recommend, if you look at their backpacks, they actually make a thing called a Becker Patrol Pack. Now, the Becker Patrol Pack is an absolute, it's under backpacks, or packs.
Packs?
Yeah, packs.
Equipment? Weapon? Fanny pack?
Probably equipment pack. Equipment.
Right.
It's A3 pack, here we go. A3.
Which one?
Becker Patrol Pack, right
Becker
there.
Patrol Pack, under Packs Equipment.
Packs Equipment, Becker Patrol Pack. Actually, you can check
their
out
product
this,
selection.
You can check this whole website out. What these guys do, what Eagle Industries are, is they only make wedding and holster systems for weapons and military. That's it. That's their stick. They don't do any of that edge company kind of bullshit where they sell everything. All they do is holsters and bags. That's their whole story.
Rabbit Puppy says the first item is potted meat.
Sorry,
couldn't help it.
Oh my God!
No, this isn't. This
we
isn't
do have some potted meat just in case we need to put it in the AWOL bag.
Snapping stands for situation normal, all fucked up. Okay. In any case, but the truth of the matter is the Eagle Industries AWOL bag is the Becker Patrol Pack. It is amazing. They also make, it's by the same company, you can go to that website, they actually have a belt. Now, this is a true James Bond device. Under belts, which is right underneath bags, you look down there and you'll have rappelling as a belt.
Yes, it's true. Now, I own one of these belts.
And tell them what you did with this belt.
What I did with this belt was we had to tow a Jeep out of a ridge. Like, the Jeep was going to fall down a cliff, and we had to tie a tow rope to the Jeep. And the only way I could do this was we had nothing to tie off the tow rope, so I used the Eagle Industries rappelling belt in order to tie it off, and it held very, very strong. We've got video of it. As a matter of fact, I'm wearing my rappelling belt now as we speak.
How amazing.
And it's an amazing gear. They make some really good shit. I'm a big fan of these guys.
How does the belt mechanism release? So you push those two buttons and then it pops through?
No, it's all Velcro. It's all done through the wonder of that is modern Velcro.
Ah.
And so it's absolutely fabulous.
Not a bloody chance.
You'll die first. So what is going to happen...
You'll leave the apartment in tiny pieces.
Whoa!
So
James, an act of violence, fighting for his woman.
No, my knife is in the other room.
My
knife is in the other room, but...
She loves him. Aww. Okay, mushy moment, back to AWOL, back. The Becker Patrol Pack is the AWOL bag of choice. Now, from the Becker Patrol Pack, we're going to move on to the next... new and added on feature of the show, which is going to be my tech update. Now, the tech update, we're going to go back, and we're going to give you a new website. Now, this is something that I found out that's going to be coming out very, very soon. Now, at this website, I saw this on Slashdot 2 weeks ago, so unless you guys are complete, you know, super geeks and check Slashdot daily, if you go to this website, it talks about three new watches that are coming out by Casio. Casio is doing the full Shadowrun thing, where they're coming out with basically wicked, wicked, wicked digital watches. And the digital watches that they are coming out with is they have one that operates on a Palm OS, Casio company computer, which is basically a Palm Pilot wristwatch. They have a black and white camera, digital camera wristwatch, which is mighty because it takes off 14,400 pixel monochrome pictures, black and white, but it has an IR port, which you can send it to your Palm 7, and then you can, through email, send it back to your computer. So basically, you can do industrial espionage on the fly with this watch and a Palm 7. I mean, it's getting very Shadowrun here. But the device that we really, really want is, in fact, the Casio MP3 player watch. Which is
water resistant. Listen to your MP3s under water. No, water resistant.
Water resistant. But yeah. The fact that
in the shower.
It is a watch that has up to 64 megs of downloadable space to put MP3s on.
Do they put it in the wristband?
No, it's in the wristwatch. How crazy is that? It's going to be
tiny
available.
Storage.
I knew that Swatch was putting out a wrist phone, like a watch.
Oh, yeah.
Samsung.
This was something I picked up. Of course, it's out of Mademoiselle, so of course they're at the forefront of tech reporting, but it's not like Swatch is putting out.
I'm sure
it's coming along. But,
I'm sure
Samsung,
all of them have it in the works.
Samsung was the first ones to come out with an actual functioning model of a Motorola watch phone, and then it went out from there.
Yeah.
This particular bad boy, for 60, you can get them in 16, 32, and up to 64 megs in a wristwatch. Now, true, it's not a CD player, and you can't actually burn it to that, but we're talking about a watch here. Under 128-bit...
Size of a watch.
128-bit compression,
and
which
it
is,
tells you the time.
Which is still pretty sweet.
That's amazing.
Casio is very sweet. They also came out with a global positioning system watch, which the only problem, I've actually managed to get my hands on the actual working model. I've seen it. It's huge. It's fucking mighty. The only problem is that it doesn't work through cloud cover, and it has problems in adverse conditions. So if you're in a canyon or in forestry, it doesn't work. Now, what's also not quite known is that Canon also puts out a GPS watch. It's available only in Japan, and you have to buy it. I haven't read any reviews on it. Most people don't even know it exists, but it is true. Canon does have a global positioning system watch. If you wish to get a look at it, they have nothing on English on it, but you can purchase it from www.japan-direct.com, the same place where you can buy the AVO and a whole lot of other really wicked-ass tech, which I'll be reviewing in the next coming months.
Do me a favor.
On the check update.
Do me a favor. Tell them that story you told me about. You were talking about somebody else's watch. They had got a new watch.
Oh, yes. This is because when you're a true, absolutely true psycho tech junkie, as of myself, you begin to have certain desires in items that you have. Like... It has to do, who was over? Somebody came over and they said, oh, check out my new watch.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and I said, what does it do? And they said, well, it's made by Guess. Yes, but what does it do? It tells time. What else does it do? It tells time. your watch is lazy, okay? Any watch that just tells time is a lazy fucking watch, okay? I want a watch. I want the James Bond laser cutter, motherfucker. I want a GPS, MP3, Palm database, watch phone, okay? I want all of that shit. I want it integrated, and I want it now. Actually, what we were thinking about is we're making an S&M bracelet of survival where you take three watches, connect them onto one watch band, so you have your GPS watch, you have your PDA data assistant organizer, and you have your watch phone all on one wrist.
Does the S&M come from basically either A, the radiation, or B, the fact that you're wearing 80 pounds of gear on your wrist?
You're turning into Techno Bob at that point.
I know. Being a gargoyle kicks ass. Being gargoyles are the only ways you go.
Look at me. Timex? $25?
Oh, I'm wearing a Timex myself. I'm wearing the Timex Ironman Triathlon Data Link. The only problem is that it doesn't work with MT.
When I squeeze it, it lights up.
Hey.
Well, mine needs to have all my phone numbers on it, but it doesn't work with MT. It's really bad when you change operating systems, and the majority of your life you have to try to reintegrate all your peripherals.
My wristband is not big enough. You don't make them big enough.
So, that was your tech update, brought to you by Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. We're going to make a cool intro for that eventually, but we'll go from there.
That's how I used to keep my watch, too.
My wristband broke off.
My band broke, too.
That's right, my watch.
Moving right along.
You can get replacement wristbands, you know.
Yeah, I know, but I also would like to spend the money on something a lot more frivolous, like rent and food.
Frivolous. Throw it away, huh? We're going to open the phone lines now. Give it a free-for-all. And the phone number is 604-533-9191. It's 10:30. It's the time for phoning in.
So what the fuck is up with the 1-800 or the 1-877 number?
I was sick this week. I was going to phone them to see when I was going to get the form, but I was sick with the flu. As you can still hear, the leftovers are still plaguing me as we speak.
Yes, we're basically
I've heard that like 1/10 of the population has got the flu or something of the entire world.
No, it's not quite that bad, but basically I think it is something like 5% of the world's population actually has the flu right now.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's not making a joke.
Really?
Yeah, and the thing is, though, that's of course not considering the fact that there's a lot of sections of the world right now where it's not circulating, so it's actually much higher than 5%, probably in most of North America.
North America is under a pandemic.
I know that. In my ring of people I know, half the people I know have it or have had it at one point.
I have not had it. I got some kind of. I got a.
Woohoo!
You and me.
Yes. We probably just exchanged the germs right now because it takes 3 or 4 days to incubate.
Pardon me?
What was.
No.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, we're going to open the phone lines. Here's the number you all got on the IRC. It's time to open the phone lines on What the Hell. Call now, toll free, 1-604-533-9191. Call in right now.
Now. Obey the power of my voice.
Now is your time to make this show interesting. Because we failed
God
to
knows,
do so.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, we were wondering what happened to all the people on the IRC.
But there they are.
They're now.
They were always there.
Could
they actually hear us the whole time?
Nobody has sent me. I need an IRC log file of what's happened while I was in the other one. Because there's a big net split.
Has anybody actually, just answer me, when we were babbling away from about 9 o'clock, were you actually able to hear all of the insanity that we were doing?
Oh, yeah, they were hearing it. They just couldn't. We were just in like a...
They're uncloaked.
Usually all the doors are open. It's like different rooms everyone's in. Usually the doors are open. Everyone can talk to each other, but one of the doors was closed. And now we can see each other.
I call
it... Sean Kay's leaving. Oh. So is the Dark One.
Bye, Dark One. Bye, Sean Kay.
So, out of curiosity, did you guys actually hear my rant that I did, or no? Just out of curiosity.
The servers keep dropping. Which servers?
Well, obviously the IRC servers.
We're hanging on to your every second word.
Oh, good.
What's wrong with the internet tonight?
Hi, hi, how, you.
We'll talk fine. Double speak.
Show has been on since 9900 clock.
I had if I have my calling card. My parents will bitch if I use the phone.
Yeah. You impress me. Worry me, but impress me.
No one hears
my impeccable lie.
So we are leaving, and we're taking the chicken with us.
Okay.
Bye, chicken.
I will check you later.
Okay, man. I shall see you later under the bridge. Hey, babe. The video. No, it's fine. Oh, I focused in
you
on...
You focused on me for my growth hospital story.
So all the people have been looking at you on the camera.
I'm focusing on...
Everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, she's doing it so it doesn't catch wherever she happens to be sitting at. Okay, no, she's getting the whole room. Everyone's saying bye, Sean, bye, Dark One, and bye, Chicken. This is all from Projectile Vomit Man.
Which, by the way, we missed tonight.
Yes. It's just not the same without handing over my microphone for him to make puking noises into.
That's right.
Do you know the worst part?
The chicken says bye.
I have not seen him since last week at the show.
Really?
Yes, I saw him. That was the only time
he's
I saw him
that
last
sick
week.
Or?
No, he's been working.
Oh,
he's been going to Chilliwack, so I don't even see him on the weekend because he's a sick dog.
I guess it takes a lot of time up going to Chilliwack.
There we go. He made disgusting vomit.
That's a pretty good description there.
Yeah, that's surprisingly accurate.
Yeah, that is. That's like
later, outgoing DJ's rabid puppy says, ALDCC the log. Thank you, Infaloop. DCC it over to me. That would be wonderful because, of course, I missed it. All you people were in this one.
What is DCC for the lights in the room? Me.
Direct.
Bye.
Direct chat connection, I believe. It's... Oh, why is it still up? What do you need, Sean? About them. Streams have been unstable all night. We've been sitting here, though. Well, thanks for hanging on. I don't know why they're unstable. It could be anything.
Well, just think of it this way. Your streams are unstable, and so are your DJs.
That's right.
It's,
let me just do a little check and see.
It's one of those pesky Y2K viruses.
That's it. Blame it on Y2K.
Yes.
I think it's always the best policy.
Because we all know there's, it's sort of...
You know, I have a computer that's 1,000 years old, and...
you have an abacus?
Yeah.
Did you have to add an extra bead to it?
Yeah, it did. It was through the year 2000. It was a bitch. I hate updates. And anyhow, you figure if anything on the planet Earth is going to basically crash, it's going to be this piece of dirt. And we ran it twice. We ran a pre-check hoping that the thing would die. And we ran it again, of course.
What are you talking about?
My computer.
Okay. Yep.
And nothing happened.
Can I mention something?
That game didn't save
something.
Properly, right?
Are you aware of the waves, the home.com UDP?
I've got a news story about that. We might as well go into that.
Yes.
I'll put that up right now. It's pretty interesting, not because there's a ban, it's because of who's doing the ban.
What's this? This was sent to us, by the way, by Captain Pike, was notified us
about
this.
That's
Captain
right.
Pike?
Thank you, Captain Pike. I didn't know if I was going to get to this tonight.
One of our loyal listeners.
That's right. He doesn't seem to be here tonight, but...
News
he was before.
News item.
Post news. Oh, well, he's doing news.
Well, for those of you who don't know, At Home is like this...
We're on At Home here.
It's basically, if you want to get cable modem access in Canada, it's going to be through At Home.
Yeah, that's
pretty
right.
Pretty much.
There's a couple other ones, but that's about it. And it goes through the states. A lot of it's in the states, too.
Broadband internet service provider At Home was threatened Sunday with the worst commute. Oh,
we have a call. We'll get back to the story in a bit. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hi, it's Bryn R.
Hey, Bryn R. How's it going?
Not too bad. Nobody was calling, so I figured I'd call in.
So where are you calling us from?
Hello.
Hey, hello then.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
All right. Cool. How's the weather out there?
Fucking cold, same as always.
Can you give a more graphic description? I know some people who are going to Winnipeg like next week.
Really, really fucking cold.
Okay.
Is there snow there or?
There's snow and it's really, really fucking cold.
Really, really fucking cold.
Got any numbers? Got any numbers I can taunt my friends with?
Is there any chance I can get hung up on?
Sure, we like to do that. Do you want to
get
hung up right now before your minute is up? We just need to know what some temperatures out there, and then I'll hang up on you.
Right now, 12 degrees Celsius, wind southeast 41, wind chill 1700.
Wow, did you catch all that? It's a little more official than I thought. Do you want to be abruptly hung up on, or you want to say what the hell?
I'll say what the hell, and...
That's it. You get both. Best of both worlds.
Just because Drex isn't here doesn't mean we can't be through all.
Hey, once you say what the hell, it's over.
Yeah.
So,
I was doing my really good impersonation of the announcer. Broadband internet service provider at home was threatened Sunday with a worse community enforced punishment. The user, what is that?
Usenet
new group crowd can hand down a Usenet death penalty. UDP. Dun, dun, dun. Unless the penalty is called off, it will take effect January 18th, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That's like this Tuesday.
The sentence under full force will be effective kicking at home off Usenet, preventing any at-home server from posting messages to any news group. Whether or not it can be posted is at-home customer. Whether or not the poster is at-home customer. The at-home network owned by, what is that?
The rest of it's
Excite.
Okay. The rest of it's pretty blah, blah, blah.
Why is this being done? What did they do?
The at-home's huge, right?
Yes.
Many, many customers. And what's happening is that people either originating on the at-home, such as myself, or going through the at-home servers are posting spam all over the place. And the general Usenet community is fed up with it because they're really militant.
And the at-home people have not done anything to really counteract this. Now, am I mistaken in the belief that this also affects mail?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know.
I was hearing stuff that this was this would also affect mail and some email.
Email? Email's totally different.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
So
totally
this would basically, if Usenet does this, it will literally basically, they will like shut these fuckers
like
down.
Like this is a big thing. This is huge.
It's the first.
It won't shut it down. It'll cut off a lot of people, at home will be very upset.
They can still read the news groups.
Yeah,
they just can't
post to it.
Exactly.
So is there a legal reason for Usenet to do this? Are they just doing it?
No, this has nothing to do with the law. This is anarchy in action.
This is anarchy in
action.
Like very literally.
And that's why this is really kind of cool, but it's sort of justified. Yeah, it's sort of justified. But it seems at-home's explanation, I think it's kind of valid, is that people are going through the at-home, not at-home servers, but they're going through people's computers that have set up proxy servers, which means you can like route yourself through somebody's computer, and they won't know it's not you, and they're posting through those computers. So at-home is trying to shut down these people's errant proxy servers.
Cool.
And I don't know if the Usenet community has said, yeah, that's fine. We'll just
or
have to wait and see.
A week.
Until January 18th.
Yeah, that's right. If you get it done before January 18th.
When, that's Tuesday, you said?
Yeah.
So we may not have a show next week.
No. So it doesn't have anything to do with us.
Okay.
Usenet is news group postings.
Oh.
It's sort of like an online discussion group.
Yes, I think I know what you're talking about.
But it's not a live thing. It's not like the IRC. It's just messages posted. People can reply to the messages. It's like the step between email and IRC. It's not really, really slow, but it's not live.
Okay.
It's a really cool forum because things stay up there, stay posted, and you can read them.
Usenet is the first internet thing that I use. Like, it took me years before I was actually using the World Wide Web, but I remember trying out the computing services on campus and, oh, my God, they have a Bare Naked Ladies news group? Oh, my God, they have a Sailor Moon news group?
I think it was the first thing I ever used on the Internet was, news groups.
This was years after I started university.
And how long have we been in university?
Since
93. Hi, I'm a professional student.
About as bad as me.
Yeah, well, I got money for it. I've got a letter, two letters signed by Jean Chrétien. There's actually interesting circumstances in which I got those.
You have a letter signed by our Prime Minister?
Interesting. Can I tell you this the way I got my scholarships?
Sure.
I applied for a bunch of scholarships, obviously, coming out of high school. Just whatever ones I could get my filthy little paws on. And I got one, and I remember being thrilled. But then, okay, here I was, halfway through, but all of them basically are usually distributed by the end of summer, so that, you know you have them at the beginning of the school year in September. Well, it was really funny. One day, in the middle of my first horribly hectic semester, sometime in, like, early November, I got a phone call. And this was about 2 days after Canada had had a national election. And the Conservatives, who had held power for, 8 years...
Nine.
Eight, 9 years, had gotten booted out people were just sick of them. The liberals were in.
Yay!
And now, okay, 2 days after this precipitous event, I get this phone call, and they say, you know what? We just found we had a couple extra Canada Science scholarships kicking around in the back of a drawer. And we decided since you were the next person in the lineup, we were going to give it to you because you were the next person down the list. You would have gotten one if someone else had refused it or something. I thought that was very interesting because, you know, they were supposed to have awarded all of these for the current year back in summer. Which parliamentarian son or daughter were those waiting for?
Hi, you're on Red Radio. Who is this?
Simplu.
Hey, Simplu.
Well, I have one thing to say about Usenet.
Okay, what do you have to say about it?
Screwed up. What? I mean, it's like I've been on Usenet a while, and I just have to say, it's where all the really, really sick fucks live. I mean, if you want to see the dredges of society, just go into, I don't know, Usenet, like the alt news groups.
Oh, there's some sorry people there. You mean sick as in perverted or sick
yeah,
as in...
Yeah, as in sick as in ultimate sick pedophile
well,
fucks there. Like,
there's that range of people on the web on web pages too.
Not as obvious.
No, I agree. Pedophilia is basically sick. However, you know, there are some things that are not sick. They're just
true.
A person's thing, like chocolate hamster covering, you know, it's just
But you can turn your head to those news groups.
Turn your head and not subscribe, but
that's right.
All binary speeches.
Oh, and another interesting thing about Usenet is you heard about the DCSS thing, right?
DCS The DVD thing, yeah.
Encryption. They're suing Usenet servers because they're archiving the DCSS code, right?
Oh, no.
So they're going to just start suing random servers on Usenet for having this encryption.
That has failed before, and it will fail again.
Yes.
There's just no way you can enforce it.
People are being named John Doe number 727 on now.
Oh, God. That is so lame because... It's just even distribution. If one person posts it someplace, it goes to another place and is posted. It's so impossible to filter out any content on the Usenet.
Yes.
Well,
that's the problem.
And everything at one point gets made fun of by Kibo.
By who?
Kibo.
Kibo?
Kibo.
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 That religion of Kibology.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that.
He's a guy who just basically makes fun of stuff. Like some physicist a while ago posted something about U.S. businesses find relativistic proof of God, and he just flamed that to hell.
That sounds like somebody on the Usenet.
Yeah, I've never found flaming that funny. It's
well,
like...
it was funny. Like, the reply was, do not hack up this thread with high school cafeteria-style one-liners.
Yep. If it's constructively done, flaming can be amusing.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
It's like, if you are a loser...
That's wit, as opposed to basically
Doc,
somebody...
I do not like you. You do not have mad hacksaw skills.
Yeah, only in elite speak, huh?
Yes, it's all elite speak with big letters and like, the numbers and...
people that I basically spent my life beating up in high school, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go now.
Okay.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right. Thanks for filling in 2 minutes.
So this has become a regular thing, hanging up on the phone caller.
Yes.
So that was...
Tell your story about when you were trapped
in
the middle.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
All right. Okay. I was in Edmonton. This was on over the Halloween weekend. I was in Edmonton on a student journalism conference. I had previously arranged to say, look, I will call you from Edmonton and let you know what's going on in Edmonton. This was keen. I was going to be like a phone-in feature. Okay, so, you know, I scrounge up. Here I am at the hostel, the youth hostel, at like 11 o'clock. Well, I think it was midnight there, local time, right? And, well, it would have been 11 o'clock or so. Anyway, I scrounge up. I dial up the number and see how much it asks me to put into the payphone. It asks for $3 for like the first minute.
Oh.
You know, and then so
pause.
Some people are so rude.
Oh, phony and spending their money to talk to us. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
The DJ Psycho.
Oh,
a whole
non long distance call. How's it going tonight?
Sorry?
How's it going tonight?
It's going.
It's going? Going nowhere quick?
He's not interesting me.
Working on weekends. That's how it's going.
Working on weekends.
Yeah. So anyway.
So anyway,
give you some input.
Okay. On Usenet?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your input on Usenet?
Well, I think it goes the same rules as for every aspect of the Internet.
Yes.
The Internet is what you make of it.
That's very true. If you never looked for sex, you won't find sex, right?
Pretty much.
Well, that's not entirely true.
If you're scrolling through the
Usenet
names.
So. Well, okay. If you're scrolling through the Usenet names, yes, okay.
The advent of pop-up windows is kind of annoying as well. But
the pop-up, but so if you don't... Okay, what pages are you going to that you're not looking for sex that has pop-up windows that you're not looking for wares to?
Yeah, pretty much. If you're looking for something illegal already, you're
okay.
Gonna...
Yeah, if it's illegal... Well, you're going to run into it. You're looking for it, then.
Yeah.
I think it's too bad.
I think it takes a certain amount of curiosity, looking for porn in the first place, that kind of stuff on the Internet.
That's right.
And, if you're looking for trouble, you're going to find it.
That's right. That's how I feel about it, too.
General consensus. So if people are whining and complaining about...
Everyone should see an Egyptian donkey show at least twice, okay?
I could surf all day and not find a sexually inclined web page.
Yeah, but,
it's all what you look for and search for.
Yeah, so pretty much if you don't like it, don't look at it. Analogy. And.
Well, what about the children?
You've what got about to the children?
Think of the children that are searching for it.
Yeah, well, education is the key, as is everything.
Education, that is damn right.
How about parental supervision?
Hey, whoa, no, sit him in front of the TV. Show him a Disney video. Put it on loop.
There's an ad for Disney.
DVDs are great now that way.
There is a...
You can't control everything, but you gotta, you should at least...
Try?
At least give some input and some positive feedback and...
No, there is no way in hell that you can prevent your children from getting into something. I should know.
That's
my mom
right.
And parents
no,
are both very attentive, and I had to work really hard to do shit behind their backs. And
when it does happen, you can always deal with it then and, educate.
Yeah.
Education equals prevention equals, just people complaining about stupid things.
Or you could just sit them down and... Or you can just sit him down in front of the computer and bore him to death with it so he'll never want to see it again.
Like that dad made him watch, what was it?
The old analogy, little Jimmy came home drunk, so dad's going to sit down on the...
Yep, or make him smoke that whole pack of cigarettes right now.
Yeah, a whole pack of smokes, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Get him addicted that much quicker.
That's right.
There's an ad for Disney videos right now, and it features, I saw this on TV, I couldn't believe it. It's for Disney movies, like Disney videos.
Well,
it is entirely pictures of small children playing outside.
Yes.
There's that whole analogy.
Yeah,
analogy
that's funny.
Of, I guess the smoking company is doing Disney now over that movie.
Oh, which one?
What's the one?
Is somebody smoking in it?
Well, there's that guy that went public with all the smoking.
The doctor that leaked all the internal documents. About the smoking.
Oh, I know what he's talking about. He's talking about the film
Informer.
The Informer with
yeah.
Crow and De Niro and a half dozen other people. That was.
Oh, yes, the movie about smoking.
Yeah, Disney is actually getting legal flack now.
Disney's putting it out, Miramax? Or
basically Miramax, which is a subsidiary of Disney, is being sued by R.J. Reynolds.
Not that we're straying off the topic or anything. But
what topic?
But no, yeah, you're right.
Okay, why are they suing them then?
They're suing them. They're saying that
defamation of character,
yes,
of their good, upstanding character
company. None of the things were proven. The fact that somebody actually put a death threat, placed bullets in his mailbox, and tried to basically run him down with a car. None of these things were actually really proven.
Yeah.
So saying they're doing it by basically kind of vaguely saying, oh yeah, the tobacco company is associated with this. It's a defamation of character for the tobacco industry.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, defamation of character.
Character, you have to have some.
Exactly.
It's all a big farce, everybody's looking for a buck anyway.
Oh yeah, of course.
Gotta make all that money they had to pay out in their...
settlements, yeah.
That's right, they're looking for the money back.
Anyway, my argument's pretty much degraded to pointless rambling now, so...
Okay.
Say what the hell.
I'll probably be by there next week, I hope.
Cool.
Good.
So, for now, what the hell?
All right.
Can I finish my Edmonton story?
Yeah, if you can.
Okay, so I tried. It took me so long to scrounge up the money for this $2 and most of a buck. that I had to redial the number, then put the money in. Finally got the thing ringing, and somebody picked up the phone, said two or three words, the effect of not now, and hung up.
as Drexel usually does. It's not time to phone in.
It should be mentioned.
$3.
It was time to phone in. I timed it.
Did you know that basically what you could have said was you got the wrong number? You can call the operator and say you got the wrong number, and they would have basically credited you the thing to try and call again.
A tour phone number?
Yes.
I did not
know
that.
The $3.
I'm sorry. That makes it worse telling you.
Unless there's some way they can monitor and say, no, that is the exact same number you dialed.
Okay, well, exactly you could have projectile vomit man typing with one hand.
Where does it say that?
Damn, it's hard typing with one hand. Well, you know, we were talking about, you know, hamsters and other things. So
you didn't actually get through that night. That was all your money that you plunked into the one phone call. Put your trust in us.
I am not spending $6 to get onto the show.
It should be mentioned in... Well, what the fuck am I going to say? I was going to say the Rex's defense. Yeah, right. What the fuck ever. Well, it should be mentioned as kind of a side note that we were being annoyed at an unusually high level by Lieutenant Major Zombie.
As usual.
Zombie.
Yes.
Zombie.
But more than usual that night.
Yes. He was being rather obnoxious to the point where I was thinking, you know, them calling him a little basically greasy, you know, puck weasel isn't really that out of hand this time.
Puck weasel?
Greasy little puck weasel.
That must be some of that wacky Canadian slang that you picked up.
Yuck, 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 eh?
Unless there's another meaning to the words puck weasel that I don't understand.
It's just something I made up. Don't worry. If anyone can come up with a good explanation for a puck weasel, please let us know.
He doesn't get sucked through jet engines, right?
Yeah, I know. That's true. Remember, eagles may soar, but weasels don't get sucked into jet intakes.
Old sick fuck rant. Sean K did a rant about people getting girlfriends last week, and this week's rant was about Amway.
Amway.
Or multi-level marketing.
Yeah. Or as we like to call them, Cultists.
Go to an Amway meeting.
So did you guys actually get the pictures that Gloom Bunny sent last week?
I did. They're frightening.
I'm scared.
I may be brave enough to look at them again when I'm fully healthy and put them up on the net.
This explains part of
a
relapse.
Wait a second.
I think so, yeah.
Okay,
I had a relapse.
Who saw the pictures?
I did.
Who is sick?
Yep. I believe Sean's on the picture,
so
too.
I
he's
think
sick, too.
I've heard that, stress can depress your immune system. It's true. The adrenaline running through your system, your body sort of downgrades the importance of your immune system because you've got other things to worry about at the time, presumably. And if you keep this up for a long enough time, you basically are very prone to getting sick. So
I think that might have done and pushed me over the edge into the relapse.
Yes.
That I relapsed yesterday. Oh, someone is ripe for the picking. Rabbit Puppy says, what is this thing called Amway? It's a multi-level.
Amway is something you run from, avoid.
Multi-level marketing system.
Multi-level marketing, otherwise known as pyramids.
They sell soap. They sell cleaning products, concentrating cleaning products, industrial strength that you can actually buy. They make it out of this magical stuff, but it's just industrial strength. Oh, you mix it with water.
Whatever.
And it lasts so long.
To Gloom Bunny's picture of Gloom Bunny's jubilees.
Jubilees. This is Austin
Powers. Just explain that.
I've never heard jubilees before.
Never. Neither have I.
Haven't you seen Austin Powers?
I did, but yes. I tried to put most of the movie out of my brain.
I don't remember that. Jubilees. We just explained that. She emailed them to me 3 times, along with other pictures. They're sitting somewhere on my computer.
Is there any way we can bring them up and put them on the web right now?
No. Sim's not
healthy enough. I can't take it. I'd go into a relapse. I'd get a fever again. What?
What happened?
The computer just went out.
Oh, danger. Oh, what happened? Oh, I guess I haven't touched the computer in a long time.
Okay.
Put the mic in your face if you don't like
cult
that.
Religion, cult,
but it's slowly.
I couldn't actually believe somebody would do that.
What? Send pictures of their
pictures
breasts?
Of her top off.
Is that what you
mean? She's like a triple D or something. She's apparently, yeah. Well, she claims to be. Like, I haven't seen the pictures. Like I said, I'm still healthy.
Like I said, last week I stuck around on the IRC long enough to get her to send it.
Closer.
I actually see if she actually did it. And yes, she did.
She did.
Do you have the pictures?
I think so. I might have
deleted them. In case Tina found them. This is just in case Tina found them, right?
She knows I'm a smut monkey. Oh, smut
they're monkey. Far from the realm of smut.
Puck weasels and smut monkeys.
Okay.
Keep those pictures in the dark where they belong. They deserve to be covered.
Yeah.
Show is almost over. The show
it is.
The show is over.
Yes. How come your dad didn't stick around? Didn't want to hear this insanity?
He hardly ever sticks around. He stuck around for like 3 shows when he first came here.
Yeah.
He didn't contribute much.
I don't think he's, you know, he keeps saying, you know, you don't have to curse so much. You guys could really clean up your act. I don't think he gets it.
I'm sure there is one called All Religion Cult Samway. I'm very sure there's something like that.
Yes.
Because there's enough to discuss. If you want to go to a really good Usenet group, it's all pizza delivery.
Let me just rephrase something that we've said once before. If you have any, and this is serious, this is not making a joke, this is not bullshit. If you have anyone you know or any family member that's involved in a cult, and you try to basically go onto the computer, the internet, to try to find out some things about deprogramming or anti-cult literature, be very careful, because over half of it that's put out is put out by the Church of Scientology. And I'm not making a joke when I say these people are the worst cult out there. Seriously. Yeah. They have a habit of attacking anyone who basically becomes very vocal and basically becoming like an enemy of them. If they're interested, I'd more than likely love to be in a court case where I'm sued by the Church of Scientology. Because even if I lose and they take everything, I would feel that I have a purpose in life by fighting the true fucking evil.
Chesbord agrees with you.
Yes, it is the church of evil.
Shut up and go home. Sin wants to sleep. Okay, it's over. Thank you for sticking around to the end. Bren R., Infaloop, Projectile Vomit Man, Rabbit Puppy, Chesbord, Veggie Mod. That's a new one, I think.
Yeah.
That might be a play on words on some other name. And ASE.
What is
ASE? I don't know how to pronounce that.
What does ASE stand for?
ASE. I don't know. ASE. Maybe those little things are like T's or something. Tacit. Who knows? And it's goodbye from. Start from there.
Bert.
Goodbye.
Girl on the left.
Dax saying so long and take it easy.
Raven fucking lunatic.
Woohoo, she spoke. She spoke.
She cursed. She swore too. I'm hot.
Hey, calm down there. I'll get the hose out. And goodbye from Sumerian.
Hey, projectile vomit man. Make another
blurbly sound.
Yeah, you have to type it in. Just for all your fans out there. 200% sexy.
Yes.
200% sexy projectile vomit man.
200% sexy.
That was in a poem that GK Jackal wrote.
About 200% sexy projectile vomit, man.
And whoever was going to, I think it was Infaloop, send me the IRC log, DCC it to me, please do that. Please, because I post the IRC chats along with the MP3s of the shows. There are 2 MP3s of past really good shows in the directory. So go there and download them and laugh over and over again. Share it with your friends if you really want to. Okay, that's all for us.
Have a good one.
I made it through.
See you next week.
The whole night. And here's
survive the flu, folks.
That's right. Yep. We may not.
Remember, we'll all be seeing you in either Vegas or Colorado. See you there.
That's right. Join us again in 6 days and 22 hours. Good night.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.